Want to shop Walmart Black Friday deals first? Walmart Plus members get early access to our hottest deals. Join now and get 50% off a one-year annual membership. Shop Black Friday deals first with Walmart Plus. See terms at walmartplus.com.
This is the Freddie and Harry Podcast on ESPN Radio.
And welcome to the best show on your radio. You know it better as Freddie and Harry, your afternoon hustle for you, presented by Progressive Insurance on the ESPN app. SiriusXM Channel 80. Don't forget about us and tune in all to that smart speaker of yours to play ESPN Radio. Hard to believe. Here we are, October 22nd, and the NFL is 7 games in. Still 12 weeks to go. 12 games to go, Harry Douglas. But yet, you blink your eyes, it's going to be Thanksgiving. You blink your eyes again, it's going to be playoff time. That's how things are moving that fast so far this fall. And the NFL has been terrific each and every week that we had a chance to watch it so far.
It's been a tremendous year. I just think I like the parity so far in the NFL across the board. Mm-hmm. Love the simple fact that Kansas City's trying to three-peat.
Okay.
And they're still undefeated, not playing their best football, but finding ways to win.
Uh-huh.
And I think from an individual standpoint, Lamar Jackson and Jared Goff, two guys that have really taken over the league the last 4 weeks of this season and really inserting themselves as MVP candidates.
So who's the best of the best? Who is number one and who are the other five that missed? It's all part of this.
Who's in?
Are they in?
And who's out?
Where are they?
Out, out.
It's time to find out from the Freddie and Harry Selection Committee.
As we're at this part of the season, there can only be one. But who are the other five trying to get that number one spot? Best teams in the National Football League from number one through number six. Yeah, we're going to start at the top. That is where this is going to get interesting already, that who is the best team in the NFL, according to us, meaning the selection committee of Devin Kane, Shannon Penn, our producers, and Freddie Coleman and Harry Douglas.
Number one.
All right, Harry Douglas, who has the best team in the NFL right now?
Let me tell you what the Lord put on my heart. He told me at number one that it should be no question.
Okay.
No one overthinking.
All right.
No one trying to shove someone else in this spot.
Okay.
Because when you're the only undefeated team left in the NFL and you haven't played your best football, but you're finding ways to still be undefeated, on top of having quality wins versus the Baltimore Ravens, the San Francisco 49ers, my beloved Atlanta Falcons, and also, in my opinion, the Cincinnati Bengals, because I do believe they're a better football team than a lot of people think right now. I have the Kansas City Chiefs, who also, in my opinion, are the best team in the NFL, who has the best coach and also the best quarterback. He's not playing like the best, but they have the best quarterback.
Right.
I'm going with Kansas City.
So am I. People can say, oh, what about? Look, when you know how to win games and you have an elite defense, because they have an elite defense in Kansas City at three levels. When you can play defense like that and just shut down running games, that they've been able to do that and make sure that has happened against Baltimore, against Cincinnati, against San Francisco. They've all tried to run the football, and Chris Jones are coming like, you better find another fool because we ain't it. Yeah, Patrick Mahomes has thrown more interceptions than touchdowns, but that running game has stepped up. They had a 184 running the football down to throw to the San Francisco 49ers. They may not look sexy like we're used to seeing a sexy Kansas City Chiefs, but Brother Douglas, I'm with you. They are still the best team in the NFL.
You say they ran the football for 184 yards down what now?
Down the throats.
Down the throats.
Down the neck. Between the eyes of the San Francisco 49ers as far as that goes.
Not physical,
no.
But physical.
Physical and mental. They took the mental and physical to them when it came to San Francisco. Devin Kane, we believe it's the Chiefs that are the best of the best so far in the NFL to this point. Where do you land, brother?
Not so fast. No, it's the Chiefs.
Wow, good one. I thought for sure Dell was going to go a different direction.
Ever since, I can't remember, it wasn't last year's Super Bowl. It was just one of the Super Bowls that Patrick Mahomes was in, and he won. I decided to bet against him and go on the other team.
Ooh.
And ever since that day, I vowed to myself that I'm just not going to be the person that bets against the Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes. They're the only undefeated team left. I know he hasn't played as well as people would want him to, but they're still winning. And they're the defending Super Bowl champions. They're the best team in the NFL.
Patrick Mahomes got Dale Skurd. Got Dale Skurd over there.
You know how much money people have lost betting against Patrick Mahomes in the last 2 years?
Thank God I don't bet.
You know people had to file Chapter 11 because they bet against Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City the last couple of years? I don't bet money either. But Dev's like, look, I like my money. I'm keeping my money. I'm putting my money in Patrick Mahomes from now on. Shannon Penn, us three are the four horsemen.
Yeah.
We believe Kansas City is the best team in the NFL right now. What about you?
All right. I'm already lost because it's 3-1. But
You know what? I'm going to make the argument. Maybe I'm a prisoner of the moment. Okay. I was really impressed with what I saw last night. Right. I'm going Baltimore Ravens right now.
What?
Oh. I get it. I get it. I know who the Chiefs are. I know who their quarterback is. Okay. But right now, we've said it on the show, nobody's playing the quarterback position better than Lamar Jackson right now. You can make the argument that very few, maybe one or two, are playing the running back position as well as Derrick Henry's doing right now. Mm-hmm. You got two absolutely studs right now on the offensive side of the ball. Yes, the defense have to clean some things up, especially in the secondary. Mm-hmm. But right, and I know Kansas City beat Baltimore week one. But if those two teams played right now, absolutely the Ravens would be the favorite. So that's why right now, yeah. not forecasting to when it gets cold outside and the snow on the ground, like you said, Freddie.
But right now,
here we stand right now on October 22nd, mm-hmm. I have Baltimore Ravens as the best team in the NFL.
Now, I will say this. The reason why you do have a valid argument, these two teams played the first game of the year, like you said, on Thursday Night Football. Baltimore went 1-for-4 in the red zone, mm-hmm. had those 7 penalties. Remember, they kept getting penalties after penalties.
Sure.
And still had an opportunity mm-hmm. to tie that ball game up at the end, in mm-hmm. which we probably know that the Baltimore Ravens were going to go for two and go for the win and not overtime. So that's a valid point. Now, I still, because the Lord put it on my heart.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Put the Chiefs at number one. I ain't going against my God. Okay. No.
Well, I have my God as well. I'm not going to go against your God because your God and my God are the same. But as much as we know the Baltimore Ravens offense is better than week one versus Kansas City, the Chiefs defense is better in week seven than they were in week one. Mm. They were good in week one. They're better in week seven. I'll trust that Kansas City can slow down the Ravens offense more than the Ravens defense, who, by the way, this year, Baltimore's given up 5 different games of at least 30 points. 3 different games give over 400 yards. That was 2-2 all of last year. I would trust Kansas City's defense slowing down Baltimore than Baltimore's defense slowing down at Patrick Mahomes, who has been on the struggle bus so far the early part of the year.
So between the two teams, you trust the Kansas City D mm-hmm. better than the Ravens D.
You always got to trust the D. That's just how that goes. We got Kansas City at number one, one of the best in the NFL right now.
Number two.
I'm going to start with Shannon Penn, since he was the lone dissenter when it came to Devin, Freddie, and also Harry saying Kansas City Chiefs are the number one team. Are you staying with the Baltimore Ravens?
Absolutely,
number two?
Staying with the Baltimore Ravens.
Okay. All right. Ooh. You made your argument. Devin King, what about you?
I just want to clarify the rules here.
All right.
Are we saying.
We're not forecasting
right now,
out.
Right
we're
now.
Not, we're not forecasting we're not out.
Right now. Where we
after
stand?
After 7 games. Mm. Right now.
Right now.
Right now. Not yesterday.
Where you at,
not
DK?
Tomorrow. Okay. Right now.
If we're not forecasting.
We're not forecasting.
And we're looking at it right now.
Right now.
How they're playing.
Right now.
I will go with the Ravens as well.
Okay.
Ooh.
All right.
I was teetering between the Ravens and another team in the
NFC.
Don't
say it. Don't say it. Just tell us what your number two is.
All right. Number two?
Well, no, but I won't say who the team is, but another reason I'm putting the Ravens ahead of this team is because common opponent,
right.
One team lost and one team beat that team, so that's all I'll say.
Okay, well done. Good tease. What about you, Harry Douglas?
Okay, so I have the Detroit Lions as my number two team. I know that's the team that Devin Kane is talking about, and when you talk about common opponents, the Baltimore Ravens also played the Dallas Cowboys, those mm-hmm. same Dallas Cowboys that the Detroit Lions thumped.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I mean, thump, thump, thump. I'm going right now with Detroit as my number two team. They're 5-1 right now, only one loss, and that loss did come to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
But
that was with Chris Godwin and also Mike Evans out there playing the wide receiver position too.
Okay. I'm with you. I'll take the Detroit Lions by a slight margin. Like I mentioned, that Ravens offense, white hot, that defense, yuck and poo. Never thought I'd say about a Ravens defense. Hmm. The Lions defense have been really, really good. Look what they did in that final possession. Shutting down the Dallas Cowboys, slowing down the Seattle Seahawks, shutting down the Arizona Cardinals, putting the Rams in check when the Rams are healthy at the beginning of the season. They lose that game to Tampa Bay, but the Buccaneers only got 20 points in that game, and they had to struggle to get that against the Detroit Lions. To me, they're still the best balanced team in terms of right now in the NFL. I wouldn't trust to beat Kansas City because Kansas City knows how to win. The Lions continue to learn how to win. I'm with you, Harry. I got the Lions the second best team in the NFL right now.
I think also when you look at the Lions, they have one of the best wins across the NFL. In which they just beat the Minnesota Vikings.
In Minnesota.
In Minnesota, on the road.
Not to mention, too, it says a lot about the team battling back from adversity with the Hutchinson loss and battling back there, having a road win.
Great point.
Okay.
I also just want to point out one thing.
That is?
Christine Lisi, we're going to have to.
She's our tiebreaker.
And I just want to point out.
Here we go.
I shouldn't be pointing this out.
Here we go.
You're going to.
The Ravens. Well, she's going to pick the Lions because the what the Ravens did to her Bills.
How do you,
35-10.
Wait a minute.
No. We didn't ask you for that, Dev.
Hold on a second. We didn't say no forecasting. How are you?
I was just looking at the schedule.
No.
I was just looking at the results, and I said, "Oh, we don't stand a chance. We don't stand a chance."
You got to tell you in the weather, man, like that movie Nicolas Cage. As far as that goes, is he right, Christine Lucy?
Am I going with Detroit?
Yeah, is he right? Devin already said you're going to go with Detroit. Over
I am. Just because of, like, about. Well, just no, just because of the prisoner of the moment stuff, like, it was a huge win over Minnesota. Like, what a great effort. And yeah. I mean, on the road, in you know, against the Vikings, I just thought that was a great effort.
It was a
and
great
not
effort.
That I don't think Baltimore is outstanding, too.
Absolutely. There's no doubt about that. But, you know, Christine Lisi, you know, beating her team, those habits die hard.
I mean, I just love Miss Christie so much.
You didn't even have to, like, try to, you know, really kind of put, like, sugar in the whole situation to try to align things on your side. Devin already beat you to it by forecasting.
Yeah, I don't know why I did that.
I don't know why either.
Obviously, I'm growing. I'm getting better. Devin, you're reverting back. Reverting back to young Devin. See, I'm growing.
Listen.
I didn't even try.
Also, now that we're past it, the Ravens also did lose to the Raiders. That's a horrendous loss.
That should count for two. That should count for two. So we got Kansas City number one, Detroit number two. I think we can all agree that
number three,
it's the Baltimore Ravens, right? We can all agree with that. There's no need to nothing. Stop that, Shannon.
At number one. How can you not have him at number three?
Exactly. Come on, Shannon.
Who are you making a case for?
Oh no, that's Baltimore.
Okay. Be more, baby. Shout out to The Wire.
So, according to Freddie and Harry's selection committee, Freddie Coleman, Harry Douglas, with assistance from Shannon Penn and Devin Kent, our producers, with the four horsemen putting together the selection committee, also with the fifth horsewoman, Christine Lisi, as a tiebreaker. Best teams in the NFL right now on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. At Kansas City, we agree. Well, Shannon disagreed, but as a one band, one sound, like we say, like Harry says, Kansas City, we had a number one. Detroit, we have a number two. Baltimore Ravens, we have at number three. That means we're up to
number four.
For Harry Douglas, who is that team for you?
Yeah, I'm going with the Minnesota Vikings. Their only loss came on a last-second field goal by Jake Bates, who was in the UFL last year for the Michigan Panthers, now is the kicker for the Detroit Lions this past weekend. Also, when I look at the Minnesota Vikings, they have quality wins over the San Francisco 49ers, over the Houston Texans, in which they made C.J. Stroud look not so good at the quarterback position. Mm-hmm. And I would also say they had a solid win over the Green Bay Packers as well. Okay. So I like the Minnesota Vikings in the four spot. What they've been able to do offensively and defensively, you talk about complementary football, that's what it's all about. Minnesota at number four. Shout out to Kevin O'Connell and also Brian Flores.
I'm going the Buffalo Bills.
Oh, Lord.
I still think that they're that threat in the AFC with the way, even with all the injuries that they've had. And now they've added Amari Cooper. That's going to make Keon Coleman better. We know they can run that football. They didn't have James Cook.
Why are you smiling like that, Christine? Why are you smiling like that? Look at her looking like a proud parent.
Exactly. She should be proud the way they play. Josh Allen, by the way, to bring some memory to everybody's memory, has not thrown an interception so far. That balance is there for Buffalo. They got
yeah, because defenders can't catch. If defenders knew how to catch, he'd have five or six right now.
They would be wide out.
Exactly. Instead of wearing 28, they should be wearing 82. Since they're wearing 28, that's why they are where they're supposed to be, on the defensive side of the football, not where we played, me in college and you in college in the NFL, on the offensive side of the football.
Well, but I don't mean to sound like that because I love Buffalo, man. I'm heading up
Buffalo
there next weekend, too.
I love Buffalo as well. And right now, I'll take them a little bit over the Minnesota Vikings. Devin King, what about you?
I'm right there with you. I'm going
Atta
Buffalo.
Boy. Boy, yeah.
It sounds like y'all are suck-ups. Yeah. That's what it sounds like right now.
Says the one that always tried to align things to his side. If Christine Lisi's a tiebreaker, but we're the villains of the
piece. But I told y'all, I have grown today.
I really think that tough loss against the Texans where, you know, there was the miscommunications and how they managed the clock at the end, I really think that lit a fire under them.
And not for nothing, not that the Texans were running away because they weren't against the Buffalo Bills in that football game. Detroit had not one but two leads of 11 points against Minnesota and almost let that game get away on the road.
100%. Can I ask you guys a question really quick?
Have at it.
If Minnesota was to play the Buffalo Bills this weekend, who do y'all think would win that football game?
Buffalo win that game.
Buffalo.
In my opinion.
Where's the game?
Buffalo. Oh. I don't think it matters. Buffalo would win on the road or they win at home. They would. Minnesota's defense is really good inside the red zone, but between the 20s, they give up a lot of yardage. And at a certain point, Sam Darnold may come back to earth. I hope he doesn't.
Harry.
I'm going to trust Josh Allen in that situation over him. I'm with you, Devin. I'm taking Buffalo.
Let me ask you a question now. What's the most important position on the football field?
You know the quarterback position.
Who are you taking between Sam Darnold and
you
Josh
know
Allen?
Who I'm
okay,
taking.
Okay, then.
I'm taking Josh Allen.
There you go. Come on now.
Shannon?
By the way, hold on a second. Real quick, we get Shannon's vote. Buster Oney, who's always listening in Montana, getting ready for the Major League Baseball World Series on Friday, he says, you are out of your mind. Minnesota Vikings behind the Bills? Come on, Freddie. I bet you're still saying that the Padres are the best team in the big leagues. I never said the Padres are the best team in the big leagues because I didn't trust that they were going to beat the Dodgers anyway. Shannon Penn, what about you?
Oh, I'm absolutely with Buster. I'm going to Minnesota Vikings.
Look at you.
Look, if
talk about a sucker. We're trying to make sure we can get him as a guest on the show.
If we're going to give Kansas City all this credit for being undefeated, we need to have that same. We need to keep that same energy for Vikings, who've only lost one game, and that one loss was to the team who you guys had at number two in the Detroit Lions.
So
on the last second field goal. So right now, I got the Minnesota Vikings. Sam Darnold's playing out of his mind. Justin Jefferson is an argument that he's the best player in football right now, not named Patrick Mahomes.
No, I wouldn't go that far. Mm-mm.
You see those catches that he had?
Did you see
that ESPN cover that he and Edwards just had?
But hold on, y'all.
Edwards trying to play football, that's why.
We have an issue here.
What's the issue?
We have a tie.
Relax, a little aggressive, a little testosterone.
No.
Listen, we have a conflict of interest.
Like, no, we don't.
No.
We have a conflict of interest.
No, we don't.
No, the Vikings
Yes, we do.
No, we don't.
Christine Lisi is a Buffalo Bills fan, and that's one of the teams.
She's going to be the best team.
There's a conflict of interest.
No, it's not. You're only saying that because you know that it's not going to end well for your team.
Listen, people on the jury all the time have conflict of interest. Their duty is to pick the best team.
Not me, because when they had me on there, I was trying to conflict my way out of there.
Well, see, that's because you're a bad juror. We've had bad judges and bad criminals. You're a bad juror.
I was telling them every reason why I shouldn't be picked.
Yeah, civic duty. That name's not Harry Douglas, as far as that goes. So, Christine, the two options are Minnesota Vikings or the Buffalo Bills as the fourth best team part of our selection committee. Where do you stand?
I am going to go with the Bills because of what transpired on Sunday. Right? Mm-hmm. The defense kept us in there.
Absolutely.
Our quarterback said after the game, he honored the defense and he said, we're going to fix this. We're going to figure this out.
Yep.
Also, Amari Cooper loved Keon directing him before that touchdown.
I'm not saying.
That was amazing.
I'm just saying. There was no conflict of interest.
One team lost and one team won. I don't care if it was on a last second field goal against a really good team. Mm-hmm. Find a way to win the ball game.
Exactly. So there. Get them, Devin. So the Buffalo Bills at
find
number
a way
four.
To win the ball game. That's bull.
Number five.
At number five, I got the Vikings.
I hope we would all choose the Minnesota Vikings. After the debacle we just had at number four, I would hope we all have Minnesota at number five.
Buster Oney is never, ever going to come on this show ever again.
Buster, I did not agree with him. I love you, Buster.
Yeah, well, I love Buster, too, as well. I don't think he loves me anymore. So Vikings at number we agree on the Vikings. Shannon Penn, Vikings at number five.
Absolutely the Vikings.
Devin King,
I'm putting them at 4B, five. Yeah. We'll Minnesota Vikings, 4B.
We'll go with the Vikings, Buster.
Okay, what do you mean 4B? What are we doing?
And not even a real number five on this list. They should be 4B.
What are you talking about?
Buffalo Bills are 4A and the Vikings are 4B.
When did you bring arithmetic to just 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6? We're not playing fractions here.
He's making fun of me. That's how I used to do my list.
Oh, yeah. Oh, really? Oh, when it was Fitz and Harry?
Okay. I had to grow up and just do a straight, regular numbered list.
Yeah. None of these subsets of numbers and everything.
So I used to send in my list. Well, here's my 5B and my 5A. They should be like, just pick five. If we wanted six, we would have said, give us your top six.
No, see, Harry, if you had done that to me, I was on that show, this is what I would have done to your list. I'd have thrown it right out the window as far as that goes. So the Vikings at number five, so last but not least.
Number six.
I got the Green Bay Packers at number six. That defense is really good. Jordan Love, the quarterback, keeps getting better. The running game's being there with Josh Jacobs. They're one of the most well-coached teams in the NFL, Matt LaFleur. I got the Pack at number six.
Okay, so here's my thing, because I had the Packers at number five, so now they technically have to be number six, but we have a team that's going to be left off, which is the Houston Texans, who beat the Buffalo Bills.
But the Packers beat the Houston Texans, and C.J. Stroud had 86 yards passing.
That's what I'm saying, though, but still, that's why I like this. You know what? Everyone just give your rest of your team.
Wait a minute. Are you taking the Texans?
No, I'm going with Green Bay at five.
Well, there you go.
I'm going with Green Bay.
Okay, Devin Kane, we got the Packers both at six. What about you?
I'm going to go with the Packers as well. I know the Texans are going to get left off and they beat the Bills, but like Freddie said, they lost to the Packers. Mm-hmm. So common opponent.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So let me ask you guys a question when it comes to Buffalo.
I love when Harry does that. Let me ask you guys a question, which means he doesn't want the answer.
Give me the Buffalo Bills quality wins.
give you the Buffalo Bills quality
wins. Their quality wins.
Also, we're doing like a college football kind of thing.
Just wins? Just give me their quality wins. Okay. I want to know what their quality wins are.
The quality wins? Anybody they beat on the schedule because the NFL is hard.
So they, so far, their wins, they beat the Cardinals at home.
Mm-hmm.
They beat the Dolphins, the game at 21.
Hold on.
Quality?
I'm reading off their wins.
When you beat a bad team by a lot of points, yes, that's a quality win.
Any NFL win is a quality win. And Harry, you should know that playing in the NFL.
At the Jets was another win.
Quality?
Home against the Jags.
Hell, they sorry.
Home against the Titans. So to your point,
they beat the Titans by
24. To your point, if this was a college football right now, their strength of schedule would be
terrible.
But we're not talking about college football here.
But listen to the Texans, who they beat. They beat the Colts, who a team I think is playing really good. Mm-hmm. They beat the Chicago Bears team, and they also beat a Buffalo Bills football team.
Okay, but they barely beat the Jaguars by 4 points. They should have beat the Patriots, like they did by 20, and they didn't throw for 100 yards against the Packers in that loss. We can play. We can make numbers dance any way you want. 4A, 4B, 4Z. We can make numbers dance any way.
This is why we're a committee, Harry.
Exactly. So we got the Packers at number 6.
Do we?
I said Devin can't.
Harry said the Packers.
Uh-huh. I said the Packers. Uh-huh. Devin said the Packers.
I am boiling over here.
So what about you? Either way, no matter what you choose, Shannon, it's going to be the Packers at number 6.
It does matter. My vote counts.
Okay.
Every vote counts.
Easy there, Mr. Election Year.
At least you're allowed to vote. I wasn't last
week. Hey, wait. Back on that again.
You know why.
You're not helping.
Dev, you've always been able to vote.
Dev, you've always been able to vote.
Really?
You stopped telling
not
stories.
Not 2 weeks ago.
I didn't realize it turned to 40 acres of mule here at that standpoint. So, Shannon, who's at number 6?
He's weak, right?
Looked at me and said, I can't vote.
I did not say that.
Freddie, you said, specific. No, I'm just kidding.
Now you know how it feels, Dev.
Oh God!
He said, "Now you know how I feel."
We're not even going to worry about Shannon's vote now. Although, are you picking the Packers at 6, Shannon?
I'll go with the Pack.
All right. So our top six best teams in the NFL: Green Bay at number 6, Minnesota at number 5, Buffalo at number 4, Baltimore at number 3, Detroit at number 2, and Kansas City at number 1. We want to hear from you here on Freddie and Harry, presented by Progressive Insurance, Keys to the Progress Program, providing cars to veterans in need. Do that at 888-729-3776, 888-SAY-ESPN. Right now, not looking for it, but right now, who is the best team in the NFL? Plus, who could beat the best team in the NBA in a series with the NBA kicking off tonight? 888-729-3776. We take your calls after Harry makes this call with this word from Vivid Seats.
Well, sports fans, rejoice. Woohoo! The NFL season is upon us, and you know what that means. It's time for epic games, thrilling touchdowns, and also unforgettable moments. If you're ready to score the best seats in the house, then Vivid Seats has got you covered. With an incredible selection of tickets and a game-changing rewards program, Vivid Seats is your ultimate destination for catching all the action. And don't forget, when you buy 10 tickets, your 11th one is free. Experience it live with Vivid Seats, the official ticketing partner of ESPN.
The Freddie and Harry Podcast.
Finding the right employee for your company is tough. One wrong hire can be a major setback. You're not alone if you face this. A recent survey by Robert Half shows nearly half of hiring managers readily admit to making a bad hire. Luckily, there's a solution. With Robert Half's specialized recruiter's experience combined with our award-winning AI, you can have the right skilled professional in place quickly. We understand what it takes to build winning teams because at Robert Half, we know talent. Discover how we can help at roberthalf.com/talent.
This is a PSA, or public sock announcement. Experts have declared Bombas socks as the best way to warm up chilly feet. These pairs are super cushy, soft, and designed for maximum coziness. Plus, for every pair purchased, another pair will be donated, so someone in need of essential clothing can stay warm this winter. Go to bombas.com/ESPNpod and use code ESPNpod for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ESPNpod and use code ESPNpod.
In the world of football, one name stands above the rest. Nick Saban, a legend known for building dynasties on the gridiron. And in the world of interior paint, Bear Dynasty is a legend in its own right. It's the best of Bear, with everything you want in a paint, all in one can. And it's available exclusively at the Home Depot. Just like Nick Saban's powerhouse defense, Bear Dynasty defends your walls with unmatched stain repellency and scuff resistance. And with one coat coverage, you'll be able to complete your painting project and bask in your team's colors before kickoff. Defend your walls and your game time with Behr Dynasty Interior Paint at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Valid only when tinted to colors from the Behr Dynasty and Marquee Interior One Coat Hide Color Collection.
He's Harry Douglas, Freddie Coleman together on the Afternoon Hustle, known as Freddie and Harry, presented by Progressive Insurance on Sirius XM Channel 80. Don't forget about us and tune in, and always tell that smart speaker to play ESPN Radio. Our selection committee, we do it every Tuesday, involving our the Four Horsemen, meaning me, Harry, our producers, Shannon Penn, and Devin Kane, and we gave you the six best teams right now, not later, not earlier, right now in the NFL. Chiefs number one, Lions number two, Ravens number three, Bills number four, Vikings number five, Packers number six. It's time for you to tell us exactly who you believe is the best team in the NFL right now.
You heard from us.
I love talking.
Now it's your turn to weigh in.
Hello, you're on the air.
1-888-SAY-ESPN.
Hello? Hello?
1-888-729-3776.
And we do not get in the way of what you believe is the best team in the NFL right now. He's one of our favorites. He is Big Joiner in New Orleans. It won't be the Saints or the Falcons that he's picking, in my opinion. But, Big J, who is the best team, in your opinion, right now in the NFL?
Hey, my brothers, what's going on, man? Thank you guys, as always, for taking my call. And I want to be a little serious here. I got about two or three things to get out before I get cut off. The first one, I truly believe from what I saw last night, man, that the Baltimore Ravens are doing their thing. Yes, defense has to do a little tweaking and everything, but by the end of the season, in my opinion, that's going to be the top team. I like your list, but I just would put Baltimore there. Now, let me say this. Our division, man, this year, sorry to say, is soft. I know you don't like to hear that word, but we truly are. Now, let me say this real quick. Tampa and the Falcons are the top in those divisions, and the injuries that Tampa sustained last night, I believe, I can't deny this because millions of people hear me say it, but the Falcons are going to be the class of that division. If Tampa didn't have $8 million for my...
I think the Saints cut him off.
Big Joiner, I appreciate you saying that this is now the Falcons division to lose, especially after you called us yesterday and told us how your weekend was made when the Falcons lost to the Seattle Seahawks. But my guy going to always be on time. He might not come when I always want him to be, but he going to always be on time. He was on time last night for Monday Night Football when the Baltimore Ravens took down the Tampa Bay Buccaneers so we can regain first place in the NFC South.
I know football's a religion in the South, but aren't you taking this a wee bit too far?
My God is an awesome God.
I got a feeling God's going to make everything all right for the Falcons. And Harry Douglas, he's going to make everything all right. David in Ohio. Right now, who is the best team in the NFL and why?
Yeah, Freddie and Harry, thanks for taking my call. First off, Freddie, love your Jerry Jones impression, very, very comical.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
The team I like is the Detroit Lions. I think they're really good. I like Dan Campbell. They're the only team that's got one loss that's above the Vikings there, and they got 182 points that they've scored in games, and I like the way Dan Campbell leads, and that's my take.
Yeah, my thing about the Detroit Lions, I picked them before the season to represent the NFC as a conference in the Super Bowl. I still feel that same way. I am interested to see at some point as general manager Brad Holmes along with Dan Campbell, are they going to reach out to some other team to try to see if they can replace what Aiden Hutchinson provided for them as they go on a quest to try to win a Super Bowl or actually get to a game before they can actually win it.
Because Sunday's game should have convinced them to go after somebody like that because Sam Darnold, a lot of times he didn't get touched. He had a clean pocket, clean lanes to throw the football. The one thing I don't worry about the Lions, though, I don't have to concern myself if they can't handle being the hunted. They've handled that quite well because for the first time ever in the Lions NFL history, they're getting everybody's best shot. They've been able to return that fire so far. I'm with you. It's going to be very, very hard beating that team, even though they play in the NFL's best division when it comes to NFC North involving them, the Packers, the Vikings, and also the Chicago Bears. Corey in North Carolina, right now, who is the best team in the NFL?
Man, let me tell you, first of all, I want to say, hey, what's up, guys?
Harry, you got a special place in my heart, man, as a Falcons fan. Love it. Freddie, you're awesome as well.
Appreciate you.
Just want to say, in my opinion, I think Ravens and Lions should be 1-2. If you look at the Chiefs, their offense isn't performing like it should. Like, defense has really kept them in the game, but overall as an offense, the Chiefs have a bad offense. Like, it's not producing like it was.
It's amazing that the Chiefs are a bad offense, but they're top 10 in the NFL. In yards per game.
That's what's crazy, because with Andy Reid as a mastermind, each week he is going to find ways to beat his opponent. Mm-hmm. And I don't want people to take what I'm about to say next lightly. It's also, when it comes to the game of football at this level, about moments. You can be bad for an entire game as an offense, but be great for five plays, and those five plays put you over the top and allow you to win a football game.
Exactly. And if anybody has mastered that team is the Kansas City Chiefs.
Patrick Mahomes, too.
I mean, you can say, well, it doesn't look what it used to look like. It still looks like 6-0 when it comes to Kansas City. Right now, the only undefeated team in an NFL that's still wide open in terms of who's going to get out of the AFC and who's going to get out of the NFC. Sean in Georgia, thanks for hitting us up on Freddie and Harry, presented by Progressive Insurance on ESPN Radio at 888-729-3776. Sean, our selection committee involving me, Harry, our producers, Shannon Penn and Devin Kane, our top six teams in terms of the best teams in the NFL right now: Chiefs number one, Lions number two, Ravens number three, Bills number four, Vikings number five, Packers number six. Sean, who is the best team right now, in your opinion, in the NFL?
Yeah. Thanks for taking my call. You know, Mr. Douglas, big fan of you. I watched you while I was growing up. I just wanted to say that the number six spot could have easily been taken over by the Commanders, right? I know the Packers got in there, but I feel as if the consideration of the Commanders is kind of left out, you know.
Yeah, that's a good point right now. I think, you know, moving along, also, we want to know how – you know, Jaden Daniels is going to be – how is he going to be feeling when it comes to that rib injury? But, you know, their two losses right now came to the Baltimore Ravens, also the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the first game of the year. I want to see how they're going to finish things off. Big one coming up next.
Bears,
right?
That's going to be fun.
Versus the Chicago Bears, Caleb Williams versus Jaden Daniels. Hopefully he's able to play. I've dealt with that rib injury twice, once with the Tennessee Titans and once when I was with the Atlanta Falcons. And, boy, both of them forced me to miss games.
Yeah, the Commanders, they – are able to find ways to make plays and keep you from making big plays against them. They may not be a top-level defense, but they make it really hard to find any kind of offensive rhythm against their defense when it comes to Washington.
But also, I do want to give a friend of mine a lot of credit. Marcus Mariota being Johnny on the spot, coming into the ball game and throwing for 205 yards, two touchdowns, and also rushing for 34 yards on 11 carries when Jaden Daniels went down.
Yeah, he just looked comfortable.
He did.
Without any kind of pressure, just went out there and just played ball. And good for him.
Throwing on the run, making plays with his legs as well.
Yeah, good for him when it comes to Marcus Mariota stepping in when they needed him and delivering. I know it's the Carolina Panthers, but we know that Nat would have sounded like if he came in there and played horribly and they did not win that game against, right now, my money, for the worst team in the National Football League. Kent in Atlanta wants to weigh in terms of a team that we left out of the committee when it came to our top six teams: the Chiefs, Lions, Ravens, Bills, Vikings, Packers from 1-6. Kent, who is that team and why?
Well, hey, first of all, Harry, who do you think the best defense that the Falcons have played against this year?
Kansas City Chiefs.
Oh. Hey, how many times did Cousins get sacked the first game of the year?
Yeah, I get you, Kent, but it's the first game of the year, right? The Falcons haven't even looked like the football team they were game one.
Yeah, but so I'm a diehard Steeler fan, have always been that way, even though I live in Atlanta, got a lot of Falcons friends. But hey, the one thing that I think their defense is going to carry them a long ways, and hey, I got my fingers crossed. I'm hoping Russ does the job at quarterback. He had a heck of a game the other night.
By the way, the Chiefs sacked Kirk Cousins twice in that game where they beat the Atlanta Falcons. The Steelers got two sacks as well against the Atlanta Falcons. I'm just trying to bring context. Just trying to bring it out there. I mean, he was under pressure a lot from both teams, but it wasn't as if the Steelers had seven sacks and the Kansas City Chiefs only had two. I'm just putting it out there.
Yep. two games that my birds should have won as well.
I'm sure Eagles fans are saying the same thing.
Shoulda, coulda, woulda.
I'm sure the Eagles fans are saying the same thing about Saquon Barkley dropping that ball against your team, that they should have won that game as well.
Got to be more careful, Saquon. Got to be more careful.
Got to be more careful with the Atlanta Falcons as well when it comes to that. Keep weighing in. You can do that on Twitter, Coleman ESPN and HDouglas83. Our selection committee had the Kansas City Chiefs as the best team in the NFL right now. Should they stay there, in your opinion, or is there somebody else? And why? 888-729-3776. That's also part of the Dr. Pepper call-in line. In college football, we got all this movement that has happened going into the season. So who has had it worse in their new league? Is it USC in the Big Ten or Oklahoma in the Southeastern Conference? We get to those losers next on Freddie and Harry on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
The Freddie and Harry Podcast.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like UNTUCKit or Allbirds, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling, on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout UNTUCKit uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/network.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front payment equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes in detail.
Want to shop Walmart Black Friday deals first? Walmart Plus members get early access to our hottest deals. Join now and get 50% off a one-year annual membership. Shop Black Friday deals first with Walmart Plus. See terms at walmartplus.com.
It is the Afternoon Hustle, known as Freddie and Harry. I'm Freddie Coleman. He's Harry Douglas. Thanks for joining us on SiriusXM Channel 80. Don't forget about us and tune in and also your smart speaker, the Play ESPN Radio. I'm going to throw this question to Harry Douglas because I am very, very interested to hear what his answer is going to be. You got a USC team right now, 1-4 in the Big Ten. They lost to Minnesota and Maryland on the road after blowing big leads. They had Oklahoma, who has had the full beaten out of them just about every SEC game they played this year, and they're 1-3 in the SEC. So, Brother Douglas, part of the College Game Day crew, the Countdown College Game Day crew, each and every weekend with you, Christine Williams, and Harry Lyles Jr., getting everybody ready for College Game Day. Who has had it worse in their new league, USC in the Big Ten or Oklahoma in the SEC?
I'm going to go USC because they have the more stable quarterback position when you look at Miller Moss. When you look at Oklahoma, they're still trying to find their way. They're going back to Jackson Arnold this weekend when they play against the Ole Miss Rebels. Got to go to Ole Miss. So they're still trying to find their way with the quarterback situation, their defense. They're on the field extremely an extreme amount of time, I would say. Mm-hmm. And it's really, you know, hurting that football team. They're a good unit, and we know that Brent Venables is a defensive-minded head coach. Now, when I look at the USC Trojans, it's inexcusable to have losses against, number one, Michigan, when the quarterback position for Michigan is still up in the air right now. I believe they're on their third quarterback playing him. You look at the Minnesota game that they lost at Minnesota. They allowed 193 rushing yards and 3 touchdowns. Inexcusable. And then they lost to Penn State, a game that I felt firmly they should have won at home. They allowed Penn State to come back and win that ball game. And then to lose, to follow that up and lose to Maryland, inexcusable in my opinion for Lincoln Riley and company. So I'm going to go to USC Trojans.
All compelling thoughts. All compelling points. You almost had me swayed. But I'm going to go with Oklahoma in the Southeastern Conference because they have a guy that should understand defensive football, especially all the years he spent at Clemson trying to deal with the Alabamas of the world in a championship game. Not that Brent Venables should not have been not alerted to what the SEC is all about when it comes to that. So if you're Brent Venables and you know that you're trying to play a quarterback here, quarterback there, you're a defensive guy. You allowed South Carolina to romp up and down your football field last week. They scored 35 points like it was nothing against your defense. And in the SEC, if you are chasing people and not catching people, you're going to be less like Georgia and more like Florida. And that's the last place you want to be if you're Oklahoma. And especially when you're part of the frenemy. You and Texas together, leaving the Big 12 together, saying we're going to stand strong together. We're going to find a way to be the new bullies in the SEC. Well, Texas got bullied, but they're still more sound to make sure this is going to work sooner or later. Oklahoma, wow, you're getting pushed around by teams that don't push around anybody in the SEC. I'm going that route, Oklahoma.
But,
in the SEC.
I would say this though, to Oklahoma's side of things, like offensively, they have been terrible this season, and they had 4 turnovers versus South Carolina. And I don't know how many defensive units are going to be able to, hold the fort down when you have to be in sudden change 4 separate of occasions.
Right.
And that defense versus Tennessee, they played top-notch football.
They really did.
Right? But it was the offense that hurt them and the turnovers in that game as well by Oklahoma's offense. It's like Brent Venables went to Oklahoma and he switched things over. Like, remember, Oklahoma used to be an offensive unit.
Absolutely.
And played no defense. Now he's got the defense being better, but now the offense doesn't have any savviness to them. They don't have any positive plays to them on a consistent basis. And it's really hurting this football team. But I'll tell you this, if they can get both of those units playing lights-out football, watch out for Oklahoma.
Yeah, but they could go 1-5 the rest of the year. Ole Miss, then hosting Maine, then at Missouri. Home versus Alabama, then at LSU. They may win only one more game the rest of the year, and that's not what they signed up for in the SEC. Speaking of that, part of the Best Fan of the Month brought to you by Dr. Pepper. It's not college football season without the delicious taste and ice cold Dr. Pepper. College football, it's a Pepper thing. As much as Oklahoma fans are not happy with their team, there are plenty of Alabama fans not happy Kalen DeBoer being AS after Saban. One is legend in Alabama. When he called into the Pow Feinbaum show yesterday, boy, is he upset what Alabama football has become, in his opinion.
You know, they say that a team takes on the personality of their coach. Well, our team is undisciplined and soft. And no doubt you, Coach DeBoer, are undisciplined and soft. You have come down here in the South. I don't know who told you, Coach DeBoer, that you can't confront players. Let me tell you something. If you confront them and they want to leave, tell their ass to hit the door.
Oh, my.
Alabama faking injuries, making jump shots behind offensive plays. What the hell kind of coaching staff have we brought down here to the greatest program in the whole damn world? I blame you, Greg Byrne. I blame your ass. Got a coach up there talking about soul searching. Who are you, Jim Baker? Talk about soul searching. Well, I search my soul. We don't need to be doing no soul searching. We need to be doing some coach searching. That's what we need to be doing, baby.
Alabama got to get it together, man. They're a very undisciplined football team. 15 penalties for 115 yards versus Tennessee. 2 turnovers. Jalen Miro, you gotta get right.
You gotta find some coach searching. But the Ravens don't have any soul searching. What's the biggest question mark about that team that's that good in the AFC? That's next.
Thanks for listening to the Freddie and Harry podcast on ESPN Radio. You can also listen to Freddie and Harry live weekdays from 3 to 7 Eastern on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and on SiriusXM Channel 80. You can also watch and listen on the ESPN app. The Freddie and Harry podcast.